Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, presenters of the San Francisco Fall Festival and Spring Season. A full schedule of events, including the opening of the new SF Jazz Center and a list of artists, is at sfjazz.org.
Thank you. That's the Tall and Small Band, co-led by Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax and Linda Small, the trombonist, both of whom soloed there along with Joe Bagg on piano, in a tune that was written by Bob Brookmeyer for a get-together in 1961 with Stan Getz. So the original was trombone and tenor sax as well. And the tune is called Minuet 61. Recorded in 1961 originally. This came out a year ago, the Tall and Small Band. All arrangements by Bill Holman throughout this collection on Bosco Records, High on You. Pete Chrislieb and Linda Small are in town and will play with a Northwest edition of the Tall and Small Band tonight at Tula's. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Next up, we're going to be listening to Human Spirit at the Earshot Jazz Festival a year ago. This is Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Mark Taylor on alto sax, Matt Jorgensen at the drums with guest Orrin Evans piano, and Essiet Essiet on bass, and a tune written by Matt Jorgensen in Unity. couple of location recordings in that set. We just heard from Corey Weeds playing at Corey Weeds Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver with Mike LaDon on Hammond B3 organ, joining Corey Weeds on tenor sax, Oliver Gannon on guitar, and Jesse Cahill on drums. And we heard them doing a tune by Hank Mobley called A Dab of This and That from a recent disc titled Up a Step with Corey Weeds Organ Group. Human Spirit before that. That was Thomas Marriott on trumpet and Mark Taylor on alto with Matt Jorgensen on drums and guests Oren Evans piano and Essiot on bass, and a tune by Matt Jorgensen titled In Unity from the CD Dialogue, recorded live at the Earshot Jazz Festival in a performance at Tula's. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Getting back from Jazzport Townsend. Wonderful weekend, as always. Lots of great music, happy crowds, and we were there to record a number of the concerts, and we'll be sharing them in upcoming programs starting next week. So I hope you'll be with us for those. Hope you made it to Jazzport Townsend and enjoyed some of that great music going on there. Other things going on today, Pete Chrislieb, as we mentioned, and the Tall and Small Band with Linda Small is playing tonight at 8 at Tula's. The Fairly Honest Jazz Band is playing this afternoon at 3. Ramsey Lewis Electric Band is in the last night of their current engagement at Jazz Alley tonight. Pearl Django is playing at Bakes Place in Bellevue tonight. Sessions continue at Cafe Racer. They've resumed there in the U District. Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, Prohibition Grill in Everett. Monday night, Fig Eater and Non Grata will be playing at the Royal Room. The 13th annual Kobe Sister City Jazz Vocal Exchange featuring Yuko Ishida from Japan will be performing at Jazz Alley. This is also the 55th anniversary of the Kobe Seattle Sister City Alliance. The New Orleans Quintet plays at the New Orleans on Monday night. Pete Chrislieb puts in another appearance on Tuesday night with the Bill Ramsey Band at Boxley's, two sets at 7 and 9. Ravi Coltrane opens on Tuesday for a two-night engagement Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Josh Deutsch Quintet will be at the Royal Room, and the Critical Mass Big Band plays at Tula's. On Wednesday, Sonny Clark Memorial Sextet plays at the Royal Room, excellent group featuring music by the early bebop pianist. Maceo Parker will be on Wednesday and Thursday at the Triple Door, and Thursday the Dirty Dozen opens at Jazz Alley. Just a few highlights from the coming days. Lots of jazz activity around the area. Here's Pearl Django, which is playing tonight at Bakes Place in Bellevue. Happy to see that they're stretching out a bit and doing some new music outside of the Django Reinhardt music of the 30s and doing some new compositions. Troy Chapman is writing some tunes, as is Rick Lebanon, and they're doing a few beboppers like Duke Pearson and Thelonious Monk, some bassy swing and so on. So it's a very versatile group. They're at Bakes Place tonight. Here is Pearl Django from their new CD titled 11. It's their 11th CD with Rick Lebanon on bass, David Lang on accordion, Troy Chapman and Ryan Hoffman guitars, Michael Gray on guitar. And this is an original by Troy Chapman. Interesting tune called Endless Fields of Green. Thank you. That was music composed by Tim Carey, who is represented by a new disc, which is titled Room 114. And that was an interesting piece, I thought, rhythmically, called Catch Up. Tim Carey, the bass player, with Brendan O'Donnell on guitar, Eric Verlinde, piano, and Tariq Abouzid, the drummer, and Jeff Bongo Bush on percussion. Catch Up, from Tim Carey's album Room 114. Before that, we were listening to the 11th album, titled 11, by the group Pearl Django. Rick Lepinen, bass, and David Lang, accordion, Troy Chapman, guitar, and composer of that piece called Endless Fields of Green. Ryan Hoffman, the other guitarist, and Michael Gray on violin. And the group is playing tonight at Bakes Place in Bellevue. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next up is a beautiful piece of music which was composed by Phil Dwyer as part of a suite titled Changing Seasons, one for each season. Phil Dwyer is the tenor saxophonist, and he's heard here with an orchestra which is conducted by Mark Feuer. Mark Feuer is also a violin soloist, and this is the summer section from the suite Changing Seasons, recorded in Vancouver with the Phil Dwyer Orchestra.
Thank you. On a picnic morning, without a warning, I looked at you, and somehow I knew.
A couple of summertime songs, neither of them written by Gershwin. We just heard that combination of Picnic and Moonglow, the Picnic theme, which was written for the movie Picnic with Kim Novak and Bill Holden, very steamy sort of thing from back there in the 50s, which was combined with the old song Moonglow, and that's the way it's been paired practically ever since. Various people have done it. In this case, we were listening to Nancy King and Steve Christofferson from their Dreamlands CBC Sessions CD, the first of two sessions like that, and very difficult to find, but well worth laying your hands on. About the only way you'll find it is to go to one of their gigs, and they might have a few left over. Talk to Steve. Nancy King and Steve Christofferson and Picnic and Moonglow. Nancy King is performing fairly regularly on Wednesdays in Portland at a place called Touche. If you ever find yourself in Portland on a Wednesday, try it out. Before that, we were listening to Summer from Changing Seasons, a suite composed by Phil Dwyer, and featuring Phil Dwyer on tenor saxophone with the Phil Dwyer Orchestra. Mark Feuer was the violin soloist on Summer from Changing Seasons. That was recorded in Vancouver. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's a little music from trumpet player Josh Deutsch, who's going to be playing at the Royal Room on Tuesday night with a quintet at that time. This recording he gave me at a previous engagement to share with you. It's a duo with Nico Sofiato on guitar, and the piece is titled Love Story on a Train. Josh Deutsch trumpet and Nico Sofiato on guitar. Thank you. That was Bill Anschel at the piano, music from his CD Figments, and we heard him playing I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Before that, Josh Deutsch with Nico Sofiato on guitar, and we heard them doing a tune by Josh Deutsch called Love Story on a Train. Josh plays with a quintet at the Royal Room next Tuesday. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for the first in a series of programs of highlights from this year's Jazzport Townsend. I hope you'll be with us. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland, an archive edition today with the late Studs Terkel as guest. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.